This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yo, we are back in the place. What's good, everyone out there in podcast land? It's your boy DB.
The Chicago nigga.
It's your boy Ellie to the O-N, king of Red Bulls today. Motherfucking Dayquil and Haribo's from the 313. What's good?
Detroit.
It's your boy Dre with an A. The A today stands for amazing.
Didn't you have amazing already?
Double up.
Fuck
it, man.
What's good, man? It's the fellas, and we are back with That's Why We're Single, bringing you back another exciting episode. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. As always, man, make sure you're hitting us up on our social media. That's Why We're Single at gmail.com. Instagram, That's Why We're Single. Facebook, That's Why We're Single. Twitter, That's Why We're, followed by the number one. Then make sure you go to anchor.fm/That's Why We're Single to subscribe to the fellas at your favorite podcast listening platform today. What's good, man? How y'all
doing today? I don't know. I thought that was funny. I don't know why you did that. But right. That was funny.
So, no, I don't know if y'all do Instagram. Y'all see, it's a Chicago comedian, the one that do the cram.
Tony.
Damn, I can't think of
it. Yeah, I know you're talking about
Baker. Tony Baker.
Tony Baker, yeah. So, that's what he does. He got a little skit.
He'll be out here soon.
He for real?
Yeah, he'll be out here soon. I want to say either Thanksgiving or Christmas time.
Let's invest into it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving or Christmas time. I think he'll be out here real soon.
Man, speaking of real soon, did you know, man, that that weekend that John Witherspoon passed, he was supposed to be here at the Funny Bone?
I did see that.
That's crazy.
I seen DC Young Fly a couple weeks back, and I did see that he was on the board, but I didn't know the exact dates, but yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, my man's was supposed to be at the Funny Bone, and... You know what I'm saying? Had a heart attack. Crazy. Man's had a heart attack. Died suddenly at the crib. Rest in peace to John Witherspoon, a.k.a. Pops. Man, brought me so many years of laughter, man. At least 25 years going all the way back to fucking Boomerang, Wayans Brothers.
Friday.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, motherfuckers forgot he was at House Party real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at House Party.
Boondocks.
Boondocks, obviously. You know what I'm saying, man? Like... And shout out to man John Witherspoon, man.
He was in Vampire in Brooklyn.
Definitely was in Vampire in Brooklyn.
That's one of my favorite movies, low key. Eddie Murphy, he has some hits, man.
Right. Yeah, he definitely
did. I wish he would have just fell off like he did. But
Eddie Murphy back, dog.
No, he coming back. But I'm saying, like, that late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, he was untouchable.
Undefeated, yeah.
Nobody fucking with Eddie in the 80s. Absolutely not.
Untouchable.
Late 80s, early 90s, nobody fucking with Eddie, man.
All the way up until, I say... Up until that last Beverly Hills Cop, that shit was big trash.
I would fucking with that, but that Pluto Nash was.
Oh yeah, that was trash
he
too.
Fell off. He fell off.
I even fucked with Daddy Daycare.
I did too. Yeah, Dr. Doolittle. I fucked with that too. Yeah,
he started doing little family movies. I mean, that was still hitting, but like you said, back in the day when he had that late '80s, early '90s push, yeah, he was. Shit, Coming to America. We already know that's
fucking with Coming to America. Nobody fucking with Harlem Nights, Boomerang.
I'm on the fence with that though. They coming to America too.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think that shit gonna be trash.
I don't know.
You gotta be the classics. Classic sometimes.
Yeah,
man.
You do. I'm interested in seeing what the premise is gonna be. No, I mean they show some of the cast. Wesley Snipes is supposed to be in that. But I just want to know what the premise is gonna be. But like, you can't do what you did already unless.
No, it gotta be a
I can tell you. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what the premise is gonna be because I read this shit. So it's supposed to be he's coming back from Zamunda to come get his kid because how he's got a kid that's in America I don't know because I thought Lisa had went with him to Zamunda or whatever the case is, but he's coming back to America to get his kid. And you know what I'm saying, make him the rightful heir of Zamunda because now obviously
he probably just left the crib and was like, all right, I'm over it. Let me go sow my royal oats over here. Now, my G, you need to come back. Come get this. I don't know.
I'm on the fence about
that. Yeah, we just talking shit for real.
It's cool though, man. But yeah, let's get into today's topic, man. Dre, your favorite segment, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's free game time.
Oh man, free game.
Free game.
Let's I just love Free Game.
Free Game.
Free Game is so free.
Free.
It costs you nothing. Game. To pay attention.
Free.
Exactly. Say less.
Game.
This week, I want to start Free Game off with something just a little bit serious for a quick moment, because what I've been seeing recently is a uptick in human trafficking, and just how in a suburb a little bit south of where we stay in Grove City, you know, there's actually a scam going around where people are like knocking on doors and, you know, trying to see who's home alone during the, you know, during the business hours. If you're a stay at home wife or, you know, a stay at home mother, you know, it's kind of schemes that's going on. I seen this video of this white van, or, you know, the old school Raper Man vans, and it was how it was soundproof, and they had, like, you know, lit the shit up with, like, you know what I'm saying, different types of interior, so you couldn't hear people screaming, you couldn't obviously look into it. So the shit's just getting dangerous, man. So I'm just putting a call out there, both to men and women. Women, please keep your head on a swivel. Know your surroundings. You know, if follow your intuition. If something don't seem right, you know what I'm saying, don't put yourself in that situation. Don't invite strangers to know where you stay. And then fellas, we gotta protect our women. Absolutely gotta protect our women. Making sure that we keep an extra eye out, because these motherfuckers are out here. Black kids are being kidnapped and becoming missing almost, it seems like, daily now. Whether that be just from trafficking or other things, you know that motherfuckers really don't care about our black kids. So we got to care about ourselves, man. So, fellas, I'm calling out on y'all too, man. Make sure y'all keep an extra eye for your women, your friends. Make sure everybody getting home safe. You know, be an escort. Make sure they get to their car safe. Whatever the case is, man. Just call on everybody just to have a heightened sense of awareness, because it's real out in these streets, y'all.
No, I agree with that 113%. I have to emphasize the 13 because this is how serious it fucking is. Like, women, females, whatever y'all want to be called this week. I definitely want y'all to make sure y'all go everywhere in twos, or in a group setting, because of the fact that these things are happening. I am not a big proponent of videotaping everything, but definitely do that. Especially if you're by yourself, call somebody, FaceTime somebody, so people can hear these things that's going on in your background. Because, like, I don't remember how long ago this was, where this young lady was talking to, or she was at a car, and this man just kept following her around it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but so ironically, like, she was videotaping this, and to keep it a buck, I think that's what saved her life, because absolutely, he was very persistent, and he just, and like, it went viral and things like that. So, you know, shout out, you know, have that wherewithal of making sure that, you know, like you said, Darius, like, make sure you know your surroundings, make sure you're with people, like, and then videotape it if necessary, FaceTime somebody, get on the phone with somebody to make sure that they know that you're cool. And I am a big, and all my female friends know this. Like, if you're with me and I tell you to call me when you get home or text me when you get home, I'm not playing around with that shit.
Absolutely not.
I'm not playing around with that shit. Make sure y'all do that, because of the fact that this shit is happening. I've been doing this for a very long time. I have all my women friends, all my female friends, they know this about me. Hey, when you get to wherever your destination is, I don't care where you're going.
I don't care how late it is.
I don't care. Hit me up. If I don't fucking respond, just, I need to wake up in the morning and know that you fucking safe. It's just that simple. So just make sure y'all do that. Please, 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 please. That's my PSA.
No, I'm with you on that 100%. I haven't seen something where a woman said she was in an Uber,
mm-hmm,
and they tried to, like, get her that way. You know what I'm saying? So always just be mindful, even if you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have your phone, have it, like, you know, make sure you follow the directions of where you're going, just because. I said, that's some scary shit, especially if you're in the Uber. You think you're trusting this person with your life, and then they taking turns and doing this. And she said they went to, like, some random warehouse and she had to get out and run. So that's big.
Scary, yeah.
And then I think it's an app. I'm not sure what it's called. It's like a Moonlight app,
mm-hmm,
to where you can, like, send your location to the police. So if something does happen, they'll always be tracking it at that point. So also make sure your kids, they walk home from school or whatever else, just make sure that you have that mindset that, you know, saying people out here are crazy at this point. So, you know, people are definitely just taking kids from the streets. It was a video of like a car following a girl. She stopped, hid behind a truck. The car went down, turned back around, still trying to follow her. And then she ended up like just jetting off and running. So it's real out here. So I would say, you know, this not just in, you know what I'm saying, Ohio. This is everywhere. And it's not just women either. So, man, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all pay attention too, because like you said, you may just be opening up the door and somebody may bum guard you into the house. You know what I'm saying? So just be mindful of everything. Just be mindful of your situations. Honestly, like, and it's crazy, you know, just because you don't know who people are half the time. And you can't even, you can't even just be like a friendly conversation anymore, because you're gonna be like your head on a swivel. Like, you know, they can be distracting you while somebody coming up from behind you.
Yep, for sure. So, and to your point where, so Uber and I believe Lyft, they actually have an emergency button within their app. So definitely if those are the things that you use, please, you know what I'm saying, look into that for sure. Also, they do have your sharing of the locations. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're doing that. Even if you, for those who have iPhones, because I don't know if this is on Androids, send your location to where the fuck you at too. Because I mean, I'm not gonna say I was ever in a situation where I thought I was gonna be harmed, but if I think I'm going to be in a sketchy situation, I'm sending it all to my niggas. Like, and I've done it. Darius know I've done that before though. So like, if I know, like, just in case if something were to happen, my niggas know where the fuck I'm at. So like, send it out to at least, you know, 2 to 3 people. If you do that, like, you know what I'm saying, you should be good. Hopefully you should be good. So I'll just say that though.
All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and get this shit on a more upbeat note. Let's go ahead and get into our bag. Let's talk a little shit. Let's talk about Tamar Braxton, y'all.
Yeah, you got to explain this shit to me, dog.
Yeah, so I got
to
explain it to you. So it looks like she's having a little man trouble. You know, she most recently divorced her husband, Vince. And now she's having a man troubles with her new boo. And she's blaming it on sexual orientation. So she went on this little rant on Instagram where she was talking about, and I quote, "Truth is, ladies, that these dudes out here really do be gay." She continues to say, "The truth is, ladies, that these dudes out here really be gay. It ain't enough money, beauty, hair, babies in the world to keep them. They want dick, period. There's nothing wrong with you, but they find every reason in the world to make you not good enough. If he lays with you for 3, 4, 10 days and he don't touch you, it's not you. He want a man, and that's on my mama." End quote. Fellas, fuck y'all think about that?
I'm going to disagree with that 114%. I'm going to up the ante from the 13% that I said before. Because just sometimes, like, if you're a person like me, like, I work late into the night. Chances are, I'm tired as fuck. Like, I just want to go to sleep. Yeah, like, if I don't touch you, all right, listen, man. It just wasn't in the cars tonight. You feel me? It's just that simple. But once I get back to where I need to get back to, oh, yeah. Take you down to Chinatown. It's going down. Take you up top. 3 times, 4 times. You feel me?
I just hate the whole narrative of, because you don't want me at this moment, you're gay.
That, which is weird as fuck.
That shit sounds crazy.
What you're doing is you're using sexuality as a weapon.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing. Everybody want to be equal, but you want to go ahead and say, oh, if he's gay, it's a bad thing. But I digress. Go ahead.
I mean, you also have to think about the fact that we're out here more and more heightened sense of respecting women. Because if I push myself on you, now it's a problem. But if I don't touch you, now it's a problem. So where is my fine middle ground of respecting you but still showing you that I want you? That's the hardest thing as a man, because it's like, if you really think, we think about sex all the fucking time.
Right. All day, every day.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, like Leon said, you're tired. You'd be like, all right, I'm cool tonight. But you know what I'm saying? What if I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be like, damn, I want some pussy. And then you sleep. Oh, you want me to just be like, all right, but fuck it. Let me go ahead and try to slide it in. No. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's no real fine cut line of knowing when the right time is.
Facts.
So just because it's been 3-4 days, you know what I'm saying? I could just be tired. I could just have, you know, it's a lot of stress on me. I could be at work. Why don't you touch me and see what that leads to? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I have to be the one that initiates it every time? Because sometimes, just like you know what I'm saying? I'm just not in the mood. But if you in the mood, of course, you get me hard. Fuck it. We here.
We here.
But I hate the fact that she tried to pull that shit. It just sounds dumb. And it makes it a tough situation because as a man, you want me to respect you, but yet you also want me to be aggressive at all times.
Right.
How does that work?
Let me tell you right now. Tamar, that's the dumbest shit I've heard in a long ass time.
Nah, so, and I've heard some dumb ass shit.
We've heard some dumb ass shit. But that is some dumb ass shit. Like,
does she live in Atlanta?
So, first off, she may. I don't know. I don't follow that shit like that.
I mean, because that's, you know, maybe that's.
But here's my big thing. Why are you so. If you followed her on the little Keeping Up with the Braxtons, whatever the hell that show had and shit, you know, she was married to Vince. That nigga looks gay. Like, I don't know about me, but I'm just like, first off, but I digress. Maybe she got some, you know what I'm saying, some skeletons in her closet from a past relationship.
I mean, that also could be very
true.
That
could be true. But here's my thing. So, fuck if I'm sick. Fuck if I'm depressed. Man. Fuck if I'm not in the mood. If I don't touch you, I'm gay?
You just automatic.
What the fuck?
Like, 3-4 days. So, basically, if I go out of town, right?
You don't jump on that shit.
So I don't jump and get back. So that means I'm gay? Nah, man, you tripping. Beat it.
Get the fuck out of here with that. That shit. And here's the thing. I'm gonna be as transparent as I can without, you know what I'm saying, getting too much of other motherfuckers' back. I've been in that situation where this motherfucker just didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying, fucking around. Or
I've been in that situation.
Or I've been in a situation or situationship, whatever the case is, where if I didn't initiate shit, we weren't doing shit. That's dumb as fuck. Like,
which is weird to me,
that's
though.
That's weird as fuck. Like, if I don't initiate any type of sexual chemistry, so
how do I know? Yeah.
Right.
At all times. I mean, sometimes you just know, but other times it's like, you just sitting there watching Netflix, like, damn, I'll tear this ass up. But then you like, let me chill. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She might not be on it, so I'm going to just fall back.
Like, we don't get no kind of, like, we supposed to throw all the signs. Like, we supposed to do all these things, but then when you say no, we supposed to be like, we supposed to keep, you know what I'm saying, be persistent. But when you do it.
And that's another thing. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, when you do it, it's like, oh, we need to jump on that shit immediately. Like, whoa, relax.
So I try to tell everybody, in the relationship, whatever you in, marriage even, we're kids. Our mindset is kids. Until we know what to do, we don't know.
Yep.
So that's why I'm always like, you tell me no 3 times, I might just stop doing this shit.
Exactly.
Period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, yep. The first day you like, nah. The second day you like, nah. The third day you like, nah. Now I'm falling back. You like, damn, why you don't touch me no more?
My nigga, you every said time no.
I do, you fucking you say told me no.
Yeah, exactly. So now how do I know that you want something just because, you know what I'm saying, you think I can read your mind?
You're supposed to be a mind reader, dog. Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth.
So that's why I don't fuck with that at all. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in a relationship where it was like, my girlfriend was trying to get right with God. So it'd be times where, like, out of respect for her, I would hold myself back because I felt like I'm trying to respect your wishes. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that, like, you know what I'm saying? You tell me something, I'm going to respect it. Like, you know, I don't want to have sex for the month of November.
All right,
I ain't fucking with it, but for you, I will.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, it's like, but then, you know, when she gets on it, she could get what she wants. But then I have to kind of play the fence role of waiting to see, you know, say hopscotch. I'm like, wait, can I get, I mean, not hopscotch, but double dutch. I'm like, nah, can I get in? Can it. I get in? Like, what's up? What? No, no. Okay. Oh, you ready? Okay, let's get it. So I don't fuck with that at all. It sounds crazy to me. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying, almost in the sense that if a man just is aggressive and, you know what I'm saying, you say no, he's supposed to kind of be like,
I'm taking this pussy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Because who knows what their sex drive is either.
Right. That's all I'm saying. Like, I get exactly what you're saying. I just don't understand how men are like, not even say I'm men. I don't understand how women say such contradictory stuff and they don't get it. Like, it ain't rocket science, baby. Like, you want us to respect you. You want us to respect your body. You know what I'm saying? And all that. But then, like, if we don't, and I'm not saying everybody. Let's just say Tamar. You want me to respect your body, you know what I'm saying, and be a
stand-up guy.
But if I don't touch you for 3 days, that automatically makes me gay. And I take a preference to that because I've been accused because of that same fucking reason. But it's like you said, like, if you tell me no 3 times, shit, fuck you want me to do? Like, I'm not finna fucking back. Right, I'm gonna fall back. But then you wanna get to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, why you don't touch me no more? Because when I do touch you, when I try to start shit up, you tell me no. And then God forbid you make sex a chore.
And yeah,
you make sex a chore, you might as well go ahead and just pack your bag. Or I'll pack mine.
Or plan that shit. Get, like,
yeah, like, nah. Just,
like,
nah.
We're not married. Like, we don't have to. All right, the kids sleep, or you know what I'm saying? No, like,
God, that's different when the
I know
kids
what I'm
sleep.
Saying, but
I'm talking
like,
about it. We ain't got no goddamn kids.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, why are we playing?
Shit, I'm hitting when the kids is up. I'm gonna keep it a bug with you.
All right, go in and fucking go watch Disney Plus.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, you can definitely get it in. I'm just saying, it's like the way that she made it sound, just is like, nah, that don't make sense. You know, so don't get me wrong. Like, if you out of town and you know what I'm saying, it's like you ain't seen her in a while, then you come back and she like, and she's trying to start some shit, and you like, nah, watch out. And it's like, all right, maybe he was doing some shit on the outside. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? But, like, don't just, oh, he gay. Yep, that's it. He don't want me, so he's gay. Like, just because a man don't want you don't mean he's gay.
Facts. And we got to be more fucking careful throwing that around. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's already enough people that are gay that are scared to come out the closet and scared to be themselves to where we're weaponizing it or making it seem like it's a negative thing to be gay. And if you gay, that's your thing. You know what I'm saying? Who you have sex with, don't pay my bills, ain't got nothing to do with me. But, you know, we got to stop weaponizing sexuality and saying, like, hey, you know, if you're gay, that's a bad thing. Let's say, for example, he is. Okay, if he don't fuck with women, then let him go fuck with, then let him move on and do what he got to do. All right? But don't come around and accuse people just because they may not be in the fucking mood to have sex with you. Because just like women, men, we go through our things too. You know what I'm saying? We go through our moods. We got little mood swings and shit we go through as well too. We just may not feel like that shit. And shit, sex is work for a man. For most men, I know sex is a goddamn job for me.
First off,
sex is a motherfucking job for me. I don't get to sit there and fucking just
Late.
So, like, and we transparent because y'all my niggas, and I can do that. I'm a nigga who like controlling the bedroom.
Absolutely.
I need, because I am a pleaser. Like, so basically, essentially what I'm doing when I'm pleasing is like, I'm trying to make sure that you're good.
Right. Absolutely.
So that means that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to say at least 85% of the work.
Right.
At least 85% of the work. So, with that being said, like, if you ain't trying to help out, then
you ain't got no motherfucking room to complain.
You don't at all.
If I'm sitting here and I got to put in all this goddamn work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure that both of us are pleased, both of us get what we want. You get to lay there and, as I used to say, be a fucking dead fish most of the time.
Right.
That's easy for you. You just get the later missionary position.
And then when I ask you, it's you on the top.
Bam. Like, you give the top, you're like, oh, it hurt.
You're like, oh, my knees hurt.
My knees hurt.
I've been doing this for 1 minute now. Can I get off?
What?
as in words applies, you know what I'm saying? But listen, man, y'all got to chill out with that. Yeah, y'all do. I just got to. Tamar, you shut the fuck up, too.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that right there. Like, I almost called you out your name. And I don't do that too often, but I almost did.
I take heart to that one because, like I say, I've been in that position where I just didn't fucking feel like having sex because I kept telling no. And the motherfucker accused me of being gay. And I was like, what?
Wait a minute, as y'all was laying?
No, not as we was laying, but like,
I was about to be like,
you know, one of them, you know, can we talk? You know, I find it funny that, you know, one of those, yeah, nah.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. You can go find it funny somewhere else. Then, because then I'm about to go knock these soft buns down over here. Matter of fact, maybe no, I ain't gonna do all that.
Damn, ooh, that just reminded me of something. We're gonna keep that to next week, though. I'll put that in the topics for next week, but we're gonna talk about that next week. But anything left before we move on?
No, in closing, Tamar, tighten up, youngin. That's all I'm saying.
You feel me?
Just tighten up. Cause you out of pocket right now.
Hey, you looking real loose right now. You feel me?
You just got divorced from your husband in July. You already done broke up with another relationship. It's now November. Right, man, you might want to look in the mirror, figure out what that common denominator is. Cause if it ain't obvious to you, I'm just gonna call you out. It's you, baby.
You might be better single.
Might be better single. You might be better trying to find yourself. Trying to, you know what I'm saying, accuse people of, you know what I'm saying, being something that they ain't, though. But I digress.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get to our last free game of the week. Now, fellas, I'm going to read this quote to you. And, you know, I say I want you guys to just pretty much just be off the cuff. You know, what do you feel when you hear this? Do you agree, disagree, whatever the case is? Ladies, if you hear this quote and you got some comments, y'all know where to get at us. You know, obviously, all our social media platforms. But I'm going to go ahead and read this for you. Men are not intimidated by strong women, but far too many women believe that being aggressive, rude, and genuinely unpleasant makes them strong. Hmm? No, it makes you insufferable. It's not that we can't handle you, but that we prefer not to in light of better options. Leon, talk to me.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I literally had this conversation over the I'll say this past week, or over the last few weeks, and we talked about this. We touched on this in the past. Y'all scream this independence when it's convenient for y'all. Like y'all want to scream this, like, I want to be independent. I want to be independent. I want to be independent. But then all of a sudden, when y'all do something. And we disagree with it. Y'all were like, oh, we afraid you afraid of this. Nah, we just don't want to deal with that bullshit on a regular basis. We said this before, and I'm gonna preach this again. We do not want to come home to bullshit when we've already dealt with bullshit outside of this home.
Say it again.
We do not want to deal with bullshit when we come home, when we deal with bullshit outside of the home. Because y'all are supposed to be our peace. I don't want to have to argue with you on a daily basis about nothing.
Right.
And then you want to be upset about it, like, well, you shutting down on me. Yeah. Like, I don't want to, I don't, this is not what I'm, this, I didn't sign up for this.
Absolutely.
I didn't sign up for this. Like, you were supposed to, like, I saw something in you. The reason why I saw this in you is because I thought you was going to make me better. Not necessarily make me better, but make me happy at that time. I thought that was the case. But nah, you want to do this. All right, cool. You got it. All right, beat it. See, now then when I hit you with the beat, it's like, oh, you don't. Nah, you brought this on yourself. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I'll say that I agree with that in some cases, but also on the men's side, a lot of times it's men feel that way after they get denied. You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes men got to take a step back too, because if she denied you once, she denied you again. And now you know what I'm saying, you're like, damn, what, da 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 da. Now it's a different situation. Now she's being rude because you gotta egg that on.
Yep.
So I agree with that part, but I don't think that, you know what I'm saying, again, all women are, but a lot of times, a lot of women that are in position of power or have their own money or whatever else, they do kind of say, oh, well, men are intimidated by me, which I don't think that's the case. I think that they think that more men should talk to them, or they feel like more men should approach them. But of course, if, you know what I'm saying, man, we observe.
Oh yeah, facts.
So we see shit. We like, oh, so she ain't fuck with him, she ain't fuck with him, she ain't fuck with him. Sometimes you be like, eh, do I really want to go through that?
Yep.
So I think that's the other side of it. It's like, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes men, you know, I don't know if it's intimidation or what, but it's like, all right, you came in here, you came out for a good time, you done had five niggas shoot their shot at you, you know what I'm saying? So what do you want at that point? You know what I'm saying? Are you here just to have a good time, or are you here to look for something? And then, you know what I'm saying, women to go back to whatever, and be like, oh, your men are intimidated by me. Not really. I mean, you had people shoot their shot. You had people try to talk. You had all this happen, But then you shutting shit down. So then, you know what I'm saying? That's one end. And then on the other end from the men, it's like, all right, bro, you got to relax sometimes too, because, you know what I'm saying, she shut you down. Right. Now you can't just think you're going to talk to her any kind of way,
right,
call her the B word or whatever else, because then that's when I can definitely see that aggressive side coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can play both sides here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just in this kind of statement,
mm-hmm,
it was kind of broad, but I will say just be mindful, women, of who you are and kind of where you're at, because, of yep, course, at all times, men are on the hunt. We always gonna look for you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you rude and nasty, sometimes it's like, damn, what the fuck you come out for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You came
like
out,
you ain't wanna have no conversation.
Yeah, like you came out to the bar, you know what I'm saying?
Just where to, yeah,
you knew dudes were gonna be, and you look good, so what the, yeah, fuck you thought was gonna happen?
That is weird to me. Like, all right, yeah. I've definitely approached young ladies and say, hey, you know what I'm saying, how you doing? I don't feel like, okay, cool. Like, I wasn't even really trying to approach you all in your kind of way.
And I say that's the thing too, because like when you even try like a simple conversation, they be like, "Oh, I'm not here looking
like,
ma'am, I just said hey because you're sitting hey, here.
How's it going?
And I wanted to see. I didn't want your number. I didn't even want to do all that.
Like, you don't even know. Like, I could have brought you around and be like, all right, cool. You enjoy the rest of y'all night. Y'all ladies have fun. Boy. Matter of fact, these drinks is on me. Like, you feel me? Like, I could have been that guy, but you don't know that because you're not. You got your guard up. Cool. There's no problem having a guard up, especially with the times that we live in currently right now.
Yeah.
And Dre almost died on the fucking mic, but it's all good. But at the end of the day, like, you have to, like, I mean, you don't have to, like, have your shit completely down where you about to fall in fucking love. But sometimes a nigga is just not out here just trying to be like I'm trying to jump your bones real fast. Every nigga don't want you. Every nigga don't want you.
When I read this statement, what I get from it is that women equate being successful, being independent,
mm-hmm,
being strong as being able to turn their noses up at people.
You fuck out of here. Like, I don't give a fuck how much
like,
you make.
That's like that's what mm-hmm, I read when I get this statement.
Yeah.
You know, it's saying that, you know, it's not necessarily that, like I say, men aren't intimidated by strong women, but it's like what women equate as being strong is being rude, being unpleasant,
mm-hmm,
you know, not being friendly, being mm-hmm, aggressive. Those are the qualities that they equate with being a quote-unquote strong woman. And that's bullshit. I know a lot of strong women out here that are very pleasant to speak to, that even if you're not interested, they know how to fucking say, oh, how you doing? Hey, you know, unfortunately, I'm not interested at this time, but thank you very much. It ain't nothing fucking wrong with saying that.
Facts.
But when you want to come off and you want to act like an asshole,
right,
when I got option B, C, and D over here in the corner.
Shit, the whole fucking alphabet over here.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I got the whole fucking order. Don't get mad and don't be on your social media talking about that men can't handle strong women. No, you're an asshole. People try to approach you and you don't even know how to have a friendly fucking conversation because you being a strong woman trumps everything. And I say that in quotations, a strong woman, it trumps you being a nice, friendly, approachable person. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to be an asshole, I'm not fucking with no asshole. That's men or women. Especially a woman, if I just coming up here, I'm trying to shoot my shit. And I think when I say that, I think of a couple of people here in Ohio that, you know, I've just pretty much just have not even tried to holler at, but just trying to introduce myself because I'm all about networking and shit. And when I have a conversation or introduce myself to you, when you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that just because I come up to the damn bar or whatever, I'll approach you in some hoodie and some ripped jeans and some J's, that you feel like you can just judge my success just based off that, and that I ain't shit, and that you gonna put yourself above me because you quote unquote deem yourself to be more successful or a stronger person than I approach myself, when in all actuality I'm a 6-figure making nigga that, you know what I'm saying, a VP of a Fortune 500 company, and I can wear what the fuck I want to wear. So you want to come in and come in my head just because I want to be comfortable anytime I'm not in the goddamn office because I work 40, 45 hours a week with a suit and tie. I want to wear a hoodie when I'm out with my friends and I just want to be approachable and just say hi. And you want to be like, oh, well, you know, you want to turn your nose up and shit. Well, fuck you. It's simple as that. I got enough friends. Don't need no more. I'm just trying to be nice. You feel me?
It's funny that you said approachable. That's one of the things. Like, a lot of young ladies think that they look approachable, but sometimes they don't. Like, y'all sometimes y'all have a face where it's like, do I really want to go and talk to her? Like, do you got that I want to talk to you face?
Are we gonna call it what it is? The resting bitch face?
You can call it whatever you want to call it. But that's what it is, though, sometimes, though. Like, I'm like, all right, cool. Another point that you brought up, you was like, I work in an establishment where I have the luxury to be able to move and shake how I really want to move. You right. feel me? 890 Oak Street, just in case you didn't remember what the fuck I was going to talk about. And I've definitely, and y'all know, I don't walk around with my head up high. Like, I usually just go in there and do what I need to do and bang out. So I approached somebody before. I said, hey, how's it going? Nah, I'm good. Oh, okay. Cool, bet. Say less. So then I start moving around once again.
Right.
I end up going behind set bar, right?
Right.
Now this person wants my attention. Nah.
Because now they see, oh, you have a little bit of authority. You don't have a bit of authority in this establishment.
That's cool. No problem.
To the point where you can go behind a bar. So now it's like, now you want to be like, oh, hey. Fuck out of here.
Beat it. Like, that's cool. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to kick it with you. I wasn't trying to talk to you or anything like that. All my thing was like, oh, I see you're trying to get this point. What would you like? So I can go ahead. I can go and, you know, facilitate the situation for you. Just, like, know your audience.
Absolutely.
Know your audience. Like, don't think because someone got this on, someone looks a certain way, that you're better than. You said that before. Dre said that before. And I'm saying it right now. Y'all got to chill the fuck out.
They do.
And I love y'all to death. But sometimes, like, you just got to chill the fuck out. Like,
I don't let motherfuckers know what I do, you know what I'm saying, or no shit like that, just because I want to be an approachable ass dude. You feel me? Like, if I tell somebody, yeah, this is what I do, this is what I've done, these are the accomplishments that I have, these are the accolades that I've received, woo 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 off the chop, motherfuckers get intimidated by that shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are intimidated by success.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers are intimidated. I'm not.
I've never cared.
I'm a successful dude. So for me, like, I don't give a fuck. So I approach myself to be a just laid back ass dude. Most dude, hell, our closest motherfuckers in our circle would never know that I have kind of the clout and the power and some of the connections that I do, because I never put that shit out there. But worst case scenario, if some shit need to get done, you can call me. Especially when it comes to finances, if I can't hook it up, I'm gonna get somebody that's gonna be able to hook that shit up for me. So, like, I don't never like throw that shit out there. And so, you know, for somebody to approach, for me to just approach somebody, and just like I say, just be trying to converse and have a conversation, and you want to just completely equate because I'm a strong woman that I can be an asshole to somebody, shame on you. Shame on you. Trey, what you got, man?
I'm just be real, man. Just understand your surroundings, who you around, and if you ought to have a good time, have a good time. Like, and that's just, as I said before, tighten up, youngin.
Stop blocking your fucking blessings. Like, stop blocking your fucking blessings.
Sometimes it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some men are literally intimidated by women.
Yeah, I get that.
And especially if they got power or whatever else. But on the other end, we also got to look at it from, if that man feel like he's ready for that woman. If I see you out and you driving a Benz, a fucking Range Rover, and I work at a company I'm making $30,000, $40,000 with, maybe I'm not your type. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I feel like, okay, well, she got her shit together. I just don't understand sometimes when they say that. Like, who do you want to approach? You want every man to approach you? Do you want men at your level to approach you?
But how do you know that if you don't talk to them?
That's what I'm saying. Right. So it's like, it's hard because it's like, how do you judge that? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean? Because at the time, you know, we could be hitting it off and then be like, oh, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm a manager at McDonald's. Oh, okay. It was like talking to you, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you want? Or how do you just come up with a conversation for everyone to feel inclusive, I guess, in that situation? If you want to go somewhere that you only want to talk to lawyers and doctors, take your ass to Ocean Club.
Or find that bar where they have that.
Yeah, find that space, but it's like, you can't expect every man that's in this, you know what I'm saying, spot to get some cheap drinks and just to kick it to be on the same level.
I don't even think it has drink prices to do with it. No, I just think,
saying, like, but you know, you get some cheap drinks, you just out to kick it. Yeah, and that was my goal tonight. It's like, okay, I want to spend some money, but I don't want to spend
too much money,
$12 like, on the drink every time I go to the bar.
And I don't give a fuck how much money you make. Yeah. $12 for a drink is fucking outrageous and ridiculous.
That's some Chicago shit.
Like, if you playing that shit in Columbus, you got to reevaluate your situation. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you at an establishment that probably more upper echelon people going to, because that's their, oh, I have money, I can buy this drink kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a place where, you know, you don't get the regular people that just want to come out, all right, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to kick it, get a couple drinks, hear some good music. If I meet somebody, I meet somebody. But I say intimidation is one of those things where I will say it does play a factor. I'm not going to dismiss that. But at the same time, we got to understand of your surroundings. You know, so if you know you at this spot, you at a hood bar, what do you expect?
Hood niggas.
Yeah, like that's what you're going to get. So it's like, just be mindful of that.
I was going to say something, but I'm glad I forgot, because fuck it.
Good.
So on that note, man, let's go ahead and get the fuck up out of here. Well, not out of here, but let's go ahead and take a break.
Real quick, fast, and hurry.
We about to come back. We got to talk about one reason why we believe men cheat.
Mm.
So we about to get in our bag. So we about to bash ourselves, ladies. So make sure you stick around. Go refresh yourself. Use the restroom. Close your office door. Whatever it is you do when you listen to the podcast, we want you to go ahead and make sure you get yourself about another 30 minutes, because we about to get into our bag real quick. About to do what we do. We about to refill the drinks over here. We will catch y'all in a minute. Y'all go ahead and listen to the sweet sounds of the commercials, the people that pay our bills. We'll be right back. One.
You're listening to the That's Why We're Single podcast. It don't cost much to pay attention.
But then.
I don't see it again.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
Good, man. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. For you, it was probably 30 seconds. For us, it's been about 30 minutes. Man, I just want to give a shout out to my brothers. I love y'all, man.
Hey.
This shit, like I really, here's the thing. Like, I don't get to be as close and intimate with these guys until we actually record the podcast. Like, I see Leon probably more times like than I see anybody throughout the week at, you know what I'm saying, at the bar or whatever. And Dre is a man of many talents.
That nigga, man of mystery.
That motherfucker is. This motherfucker is all over everywhere. So like, when we actually like sit back and kick it for a second and just converse, like the stories we have, like, woo, boy, I'm glad. Well, if y'all was a fly on the wall, boy. If y'all was a motherfucking fly on the wall.
I don't need none of y'all motherfuckers to be a fly on none of the wall. Hell nah.
Drink my green voice. Nope.
Like, I don't want none of that. None of that smoke. All
right, cool. So let's go ahead and get into today's main topic. If you were on Instagram on Friday, I kind of spoiled it for you. But if not, you'll figure out what it is now. We just mentioned it. You gotta excuse us, cause Dre brought a thing of Jameson, so we halfway through that bottle. So
he stands for alcoholic.
So we about to get into a reason why men cheat. Now, this isn't to be anything that is completely like we always say, the end all be all. We just want to discuss some shit. So,
yeah, for sure.
I was watching a Instagram video, and my apologies for not knowing who the original post was, but he goes on pretty much just to give you guys like the Cliff Notes version about one reason why he feels as though men cheat. He believes that one reason why men cheat is because we don't take back access to those that we've may have had situationships with or had any type of ship with when we are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, you've had X amount of flirtatious encounters with a numerous amount of women, but now you found the quote unquote one, you want to be in a relationship, you want to settle down. You know, one of your past flames comes in and says, hey, big head, you know, just wanted to see what you're doing this Friday night, you know, instead of saying, hey, I respect that, but I'm in a relationship, so, you know, I don't, you know, I can't do the things that I used to do. It's kind of like we play with fire, kind of, you know. He goes on to try to compare it to, like, when, you know, a woman is in a relationship and she says, you know, when she's found the one, she revokes those access cards. You know, this is the one, she tells everybody, like, yo, like, this is my man now. You got to respect that. It is what it is. But he feels as though dudes don't do the same. So I wanted to bring it up to the fellas, see how they felt about the topic. And then we'll just get into some discussion. So, Lee, I know you've been kicking off a little bit, so I'm going to kick it off to Dre.
Well.
Well.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
So what are we really determining here?
We're determining is if the reason that men cheat is because we don't know how to close those doors behind us and revoke those access passes to those that may present themselves as a distraction or a situation in future endeavors.
I'll say yes in some cases, but no in a lot of cases.
All right, talk to
me. I dig that.
In some cases, some men just, they want to have that cake and eat it too, and allow, think about it, they've been with someone, they've been cheating on one for however long, and then, you know what I mean, they get another relationship. They had those side pieces already, so I agree with you there, where it's like, sometimes men don't set those boundaries of, yo, I got a girl, leave me the fuck alone. I definitely agree with that. But on the other end, I don't, because it's like sometimes those doors are closed, you know what I'm saying? Because some women will respect it, like, oh, he got a girl, I'm not fucking with him. And then it's the man being the hunter that we are, you know, that's just who we are. In that aspect, I don't really agree with that statement, because a lot of times it's new women that they try to pursue. If you're married and you're trying to pursue a woman, that then, to me, is on you, and that's you being the reason why I say you cheat, is because of lack of discipline. And discipline can go a lot of ways. Prime example, we can go even to a diet. A diet is nothing but discipline.
Absolutely.
It's you training yourself to say, I will not eat this because of X, Y, and Z. I want to look like this. I want this body. I want to do this to lose 15 pounds or whatever you want to lose. So for a man, I say, we have to take responsibility and say, okay, I have this woman. This is the woman that I pursued. This is the woman that I chose to be in a relationship with. So I have to make this decision to be disciplined and say, hey, I don't want nobody else but this woman. But I think that's where the factors into men just being men. You know what I'm saying? In the aspect of, the woman can't change a man. So if a man's going to cheat, a man's going to cheat. It's never the woman's fault for a man to cheat. I can say that wholeheartedly and honestly. I don't feel like it's ever a woman's fault, because a man's going to do what a man wants to do. And if he's disciplined enough to say, I don't want nobody but you, then he can do that. It don't matter if a motherfucker texting you every day or your old ex reaching out to you. You know what I'm saying? No matter what happens, you can say, yo, I got a girl. You got to leave me alone.
Right.
This goes for marrying me. Hey, I have a wife. You know what I mean? This dead right now. You know what I mean? And this ain't that. So for me, I just think that men have to take that responsibility. And the reason why men cheat is because men aren't disciplined enough to say no. I don't think it ever has anything to do with the door just being open.
So I want to agree with a lot of things that you said. There's one thing that And I was just thinking about it, and I was doing a little bit of research, you know, as you were speaking. And this may come off as kind of, I'm not going to say harsh, or it's going to sound like I'm going to be kind of informed on, you know, ill-informed, sorry, on the things that I'm about to say. I kind of want to play the devil's advocate on this as well, too. In my opinion, and from things that I've seen, we were asking, why do men cheat? Dre said it's not always the woman's fault. In most cases, it's definitely not. There could be a lack of intimacy. There could be a lack of just like that person may not find his young lady attractive anymore. Mm-hmm. It definitely could be immaturity, discipline, things of that nature. But with that being said, I think women allow men to cheat. Mm. And the reason why I say this is because in a lot of cases, they will accept them back after they do cheat. So it's like, at this point, it's like, I can do this knowing that I can always get back with her. So sometimes they...
I can't allow you to sit here and say they allow.
Let them finish.
No,
them finish.
It's not about.
Good thing. Let them finish. I want to say he got a little bit too much dip on his chip, but no, I was like, no, I'm gonna let them finish.
The reason why I'm saying this is because they allowed them to come back.
No, I see
multiple times. That's what I'm saying. Like, but it happens over and over again.
I can't say that they allowed it. But
I mean, they allowed it because in certain cases, like as I mentioned, it could be. Lack of intimacy, it could be lack of
but
not being with, you know what I'm saying, just like allowing them to do certain things without setting those set boundaries.
And that's what I say back to what I was kind of said earlier, mm-hmm. and what I've been saying, we're kids.
Yeah.
So until we get burnt by the stove, until we get those
several times, right, exactly, yeah.
Of course, like I said, people just, okay, well, shit, I got this cake. Well, shit, let me eat this motherfucker too.
Right, man. Exactly.
Until I can't no more. So, no, right. I agree with you there, and, but I can't say the first time they allow it, but it's
multiple times. Time. So, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, I guess I'll state that. It could be just the multiple times that it has happened, a young lady will continuously come back. Mm-hmm. So, if you're allowing me to do these type things, right?
Right.
What makes you think I'm not going to keep doing it over and over and over again?
It's just like you said, I agree with you there, because it's like, okay, your mom give you a curfew.
Yeah.
Your curfew 10 o'clock.
And you get in at 10:30.
You get at 10:30, nothing really happens. You like,
shit, I'm going to keep going at 10:30. I'm going to keep going at 10:30. Yeah, let me see if I can get to 11.
What's my boundary?
Yeah, say. Yeah. So if you're not setting a boundary for said man, then what he's going to do what he pleases.
Right.
He's going to continuously do these things. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say, like, as far as, like, a young lady will allow it. That because of the continuous times, like, all right, cool, he cheated this one time, all right, I got back with him. Oh shit, if I could cheat right now, let me go ahead and keep doing this. Yeah. All right, let me see how many times I could do this. Like, because women are very smart. They know when shit is happening. Whoever's listening to this, they can roll their eyes all they want. But what I'm saying is this. They know when things is happening. They have that intuition thing. I don't believe it. I think it's bullshit anyway, but that's for a different show on a different time. But they know the signs when shit is happening. But they allow it to keep going on until they feel uncomfortable or they look stupid. Now, when they look stupid, then that's when they start saying stuff about it. Like, you can't be out here cheating with somebody in public. Your friends see it, and then now it's like, all right, now we got a fucking problem.
Motherfucking problem.
So that's when I, once again, I'm gonna go back. That's why I say they sometimes do allow it, and I'll put sometimes in it this time, but they allow it a lot of the times because of that fact. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to look fucking stupid in the public view, even though everyone knows who they with, then they see somebody with somebody else and be like, oh, now she getting played for stupid now. All right, cool. Now you playing me for stupid. Now I gotta act up. It's just that simple. That's just my thought.
Going back on what he originally says, and I want to clarify before I get into my little two cent on the topic,
mm-hmm.
is that by no way, by what I'm about to say, am I justifying or passing the buck along to women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let that be said,
right,
before I go into what I'm about to go into, because you have to be very particular when you're discussing these things, because people will hear what they want to hear.
Oh yeah, comprehension is not at the all-time high right now.
Communication and comprehension are two different things.
Yeah, comprehension is not good right now.
So let me preface what I'm about to say with that. With that being said, I can personally, from past experiences, know that I kind of feel what he's saying. You know, it's definitely where you kind of don't close doors all the way when you are in a relationship just because, you know, well, I won't say men, but I'll speak in first person about me, because I've had those situations where I've had women that have approached me and I didn't set clear boundaries. I didn't revoke access cards to myself. And so me entertaining them, or their interpretation of me entertaining them, led to problems later. Instead of me setting clear boundaries and saying, yo, I'm in a relationship, what we did or how we talked or whatever the relationship was, that whether it be flirtatious, whether it be physical, whatever the case is, we can no longer do because I'm committed to this person. Mm-hmm. I have not set those boundaries. When we talk about the sexes, you know, and we talk about being offensive and we talk about men just being hunters and things like that, I'm going to go ahead and challenge you, and well, not necessarily challenge you, but have you look at it from the other perspective and see how women who are always getting, and for lack of better words, attacked, how they are so defensive because they are always the ones that are saying, no, you know, I don't want to talk to you right now. No, you know, I've got a man right now, and things like that. So they're always the ones that are being defensive. So when it comes to them getting in a relationship, it's second nature for them to say, no, I'm not talking to anybody, or no, I can close those past situationships that I had because of the fact that this is just something that's I've known to do. Now let's flip it back to the men's perspective, and the man is always on the offense, and the man is always the aggressor and trying to attack and things like that. We don't know how to say no. I don't think most men know how to say no or set those boundaries.
Okay.
And I can speak for myself and say that was something that I struggled with in previous relationships as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if you are going to, if you're going to be in a relationship and you're going to be monogamous, you have to be able to, especially, as a man, if you're going to commit yourself 110% to this person, you've got to be able to close those past doors. But I think we kind of want to leave those doors open just in case shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
fact. In case shit happens, like just in case me and her don't work out, I can always go back.
And
to
even if some XYZ. Things do work out, you don't want to close all doors, because just in case, like if something were to happen, let's say she does some ill shit, and then like you're like, all right, I already know, I got access to this,
right?
Type thing.
And this is something that, and it just seems so natural to go into, and this is something that I wanted to talk about in an upcoming show, but I mean, we're gonna just let the flow go the way it is.
Okay.
So there was an article, and I put it in the chat. I definitely don't think you guys seen it, but it was an article that the Daily Mail posted that says that 50% of all women have a side dude or a plan B just in case shit don't happen. Just in case shit.
And I don't even think it's like, I don't, and I'm gonna say this. I don't think it is done purposefully. I think it just happens, because we've all been in situations where a young lady has had a boyfriend or someone that they're talking to, and then said young lady will come to you and have a conversation about said boyfriend or something like that. Then at that point, it's like you setting, like you're putting your vagina on this platter for me now. It's like, all right, so now it's up for me for the taking, for the most part. So because no man dating a woman wants another guy to know about their relationship, because that's setting them up for failure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's setting them up for failure, because then that guy's giving you advice. He's telling you what he would do or what, you know, should be happening. And then it's like, she's going to soak that shit up.
I agree. And that's just basically also the friendship that you have.
Mm-hmm.
If we've been fucking around or something like that, I'm a genuine person. So like, if you come to me with some shit like that, I'll be all the way honest with you. Like, nah, you handled that wrong. Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I want you to be happy.
Facts.
But in most cases, that's not the case. A nigga think you're pussy. So they think it's shit. All right, well.
This nigga fucked up.
Yeah, so. He wants some bullshit. You shouldn't even have to handle. You shouldn't have to deal with that.
Dirty Mac, like a motherfucker.
Saying? You know what I mean? And that's what shit get fuzzy there as well.
That motherfucking word, Dirty Mac, and make the goddamn hairs on the back of my neck stand up because I was a victim of Dirty Mac'ing by somebody I considered a true friend, somebody that I extended an olive branch to, and the motherfucker stabbed me behind the back. But that's neither here nor there. Go ahead.
I mean, this happens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I always say stick with what you know. You know what I mean? Like, you know who you can trust. And I even learned that in my path. Even though, like, I just have female friends that I literally genuinely talk to, don't want nothing from.
Same.
And at times it would be weird because even when you tell them, you always got to think about it. They always on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Unless sometimes you know, sometimes they'd be like, nah, nigga, you was on bullshit. But most of the times they always want to hear your side. Like, nah, man, she was tripping, even though you might be like, trying to hide what you were doing, but still, they always be like, "Nah, you shouldn't have to deal with that. Nah, fuck her." But then you got to think about it at the same time, like,
there's three sides to every story.
Exactly. Like, well, you know, I might have kind of gave y'all a little bit of my side, but not her side.
Or
how she feel.
Right.
So at that point, it's just you having to understand what you're doing. So what I did was I removed those people from telling them stuff because it's like at that point you're just giving them a mixed feeling or judgment to perceive this person. So now, even though y'all all around kicking it, they already got a chip on their shoulder.
Right. Facts.
So at any moment, they already ready to talk shit or ready to act like the way she was acting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do? She didn't do nothing. You just was in your feelings because I told you 3 days ago we got into it about X, Y, and Z, and you feel like she shouldn't have been mad about that.
Right.
So that's another thing. But at the end of the day, I still feel like men. Just, it's up to them if they want to be faithful or not. Period. Yeah. It ain't no in between. It ain't no women's fault. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they cheat, that's one thing. But on the other hand, it's like, it's on you. You make that decision to be like, all right, I'm going to be faithful. You wake up, just like you make the decision to go to work every day. You make that decision. You have everyone the ability.
Got choices. You
know what I'm saying? Because you have the ability to be like, nah, I ain't fucking work today. But you go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying? Or quit. You know what I'm saying? If you know you're gonna be on some bullshit in a relationship, don't do that.
Fucking get in a relationship.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That, and that's my thing. That's why I stay single a lot of times because I can give you 75% of what you want, but until I can give you 100, I'm not gonna put you in that situation. I have stopped myself from being with women a lot of times because I'm like, I don't wanna fuck up their happiness because I'm not ready. You know what I'm saying? Not even saying that I would cheat, but like I don't want to put you through no bullshit. I don't want you even ever have to question my loyalty or what the fuck I'm doing. And instead of that, I'm just going to just remove myself from the situation. A lot of times people don't understand that, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we communicate it, sometimes we don't. And that's what a lot of times women, I think, go to the point of, oh, men be ghosting. But like, you got to also have to understand why men ghost you sometimes. It may not even be a negative light to why they ghost you. Sometimes we just not ready for what you have to offer. And you like, oh, why don't y'all just communicate it? Women, y'all not the best communicators either. Y'all don't tell a man that y'all like him, but we have to figure that out.
We gotta guess that shit.
So that's what I'm saying. So like
you didn't see the signs, like the fuck?
What signs are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not that easy to just communicate things like especially when you care about somebody. So to me, I just got to say I put all the weight on a man's shoulders for cheating. If you gonna do it, bro, just be single. You can do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Don't drag that woman along because at the end of the day, especially a lot of men don't even want to be married or don't even know if they want to be married. So you just with this woman cheating on her, knowing you don't want to be married, knowing she wants to be married. What are you doing?
I feel you on that. That's
you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? At the end of the day, you're just dragging this woman along and then five years down the line, she finally fed up. But now she hate all men because you did some bullshit. And now the next nigga is... She getting tortured and the next thing getting tortured off of your actions.
Yeah.
As I said before, tighten up, youngin.
Tighten up, youngin. That should be the name of the show.
I'm trying to switch my shit up now. Start y'all own shit up. Tighten up, youngin. I'll be a guest star on y'all shit though.
Name of the show.
Y'all can use my equipment. We can be like, all right, cool. That's the end of That's Why We're Single. We'll see y'all next week. Dude, just go tighten right
up,
into
tighten
it.
Tighten up, youngin.
Tighten up, youngin.
That should be like 15 minutes long. Just talking about shit. Just tighten up.
Quick little snippets. Boom. Yep, tighten up, youngin. But nah, I just think we should. Moving right along, you know, just off of that, I say, you know, I said, man, tighten up, get y'all shit together. So next thing, what we all been waiting for, dun dun dun.
Ah, shit.
The question of the day.
Let's go ahead. Let's get into this.
How many questions we got?
We got a couple, but we're not gonna be able to get in all of them.
Okay,
that's right. Cool.
That's because
cool
how fast this goes.
Yeah.
But
I got places to be.
The first one.
Whoa. I'm doing under the bus.
Whoa! I gotta work.
Yeah, you gotta work.
Since we had a couple weeks,
890 Oak Street.
This guy by the name of Tip Harris. He's been in the news, of course, on viral headlines everywhere, for basically saying that when he went to the gynecologist, took his daughter to the gynecologist, back when she was a little bit younger, that he would make sure that the doctor would check her hymen to make sure that nothing had happened as far as sex, to basically verify that she's a virgin.
Right, right.
So it's been a lot of things said, good, some bad. Apparently she hasn't followed him on social media, which I don't know what that means, but
I mean, that's your dad. Yeah. So you can't unfollow. You can follow me on social media.
You need this money. So either way.
Yeah.
But what's your guys' take on that? You know, I know none of us have kids, but kind of just want to see where you guys' heads were. Cause I mean, like I said, it's been up and down through the media everywhere.
I don't fucks with it. Like, I think, like, it's kind of like an invasion of privacy. I think even if that was the case and that's how they do and it's accepted, certain things ain't fucking for social media. Certain things ain't for the public. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not justifying whether it's right or it's wrong because I don't have a kid to say if it's right or it's wrong. I mean, as a guy, I didn't have my mom all in my business. Like, she really wanted me to lose my virginity at an early age. I don't know why. But I could see how a dad can be protective of his daughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't want, you know, your daughter to lose something that you can only have once in your lifetime to some no-good-ass dude. Especially, I would say, being someone like Tip, because he doesn't, I think that T.I. doesn't want his daughter to lose her virginity to someone like him. So he knows what niggas in the streets be on. He knows these sweet nothings the niggas be talking in these women's ear.
And could be a cult chasing thing too.
You know
what
I'm saying? Definitely could be a you Tip daughter. You know what I'm saying? You T.I. daughter.
Take you up top.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to bag that. You know, put that notch on my belt. So I get that. But I just think certain things ain't privy for us to hear, man. Like, that should have never fucking been a conversation that made it to the light of fucking day.
Got you.
It shouldn't have been, man. Right. Like, what goes on in your home stays in home, especially with something as private as that, because whether he's right or he's wrong, or whether we're here to debate whether he's right or he's wrong, let's think about this from the daughter's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking embarrassing is that? Mm-hmm. That your vagina is being talked about on fucking every urban media outlet.
And she was young at this point, right?
Right, she was 16 at this point, right? Yeah. So okay. how do you feel fucking... I don't know, but she's 18 now. She's still in high school. She's in college. So how the fuck do you feel walking into your damn college class the day after fucking your vagina has been exposed? Like, well, your dad has been taking you to the doctor when you were 16 to make sure your hymen hasn't been fucking busted. Like, how fucking embarrassing is that?
Right.
That shit's crazy to me. Like, so, I don't know. I'm, man.
So, I'm going to say this up front, and then I'll go into some other stuff. I'm going to be honest. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what he does with his daughter. It's his daughter. He has that. He has that every right to do whatever he wants to do. We can't question no other person's parenting skills because we don't want no one to question ours. So with that being said, this discussion has been going on for what, a couple weeks now, right?
Yep.
I've been talking to young ladies about this. They have advised me, and they said your hymen can be removed just any time.
Playing sports,
horseback riding, run up the stairs, whatever, sitting on a bicycle. So the fact that he has done this to make a determination if his daughter has had sex or not is very, he's misinformed on how this situation actually works. So it sounds like he doesn't really understand.
Well, they told him. The doctor did tell him.
So they told him at that point. But prior to that, he probably was not. Mm-hmm. He probably was not informed on how it worked. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even know what the fuck it was until I had a conversation with the young lady or several young ladies about this. So, I'll loop back around. I don't care what he does with his children because it's his children. Mm-hmm. He can do whatever he wants. We can pass judgments all we want, but he has been a successful parent from what we have seen. Correct? Mm-hmm. We've all said, like, and this is prior to this, we say, oh, T.I. is this, T.I. is this, he has goals, boo, 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 boo. But now all of a sudden, now he does this. Now we like, all right, you know what? Fuck this nigga tip. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten a lot of that though.
But here's the thing. That's with the whole fucking cancel culture.
Yeah, like I'm over that shit.
Fucking
yeah.
Society now. Like we can go fucking talk about. I mean, we recording this shit a day after the whole Miles Garrett situation. We could talk about the whole fucking Miles Garrett situation. Mm-hmm. Like we just live in a fucking cancel culture. You do something wrong, let's cancel this motherfucker. Like it's just trash. But I digress. Go ahead, do your thing.
No, but I mean, I said what I said on that one, so I'm good with my statement as far as I don't care. He made that decision to do that. He was misinformed. He got informed. So hopefully he's a better person for the things that he's. That has happened. I don't even know how this conversation began or how this even came out. I think it was in an interview. I could be wrong. I could be right. I don't know. It was on a podcast. So I don't understand why it was even said or why it was even brought up. But it's weird as fuck that he brought it up or whatever question was asked.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's weird as fuck. So, but that's just my thing. So,
I personally don't see the big issue if she was underage.
Okay. Got it, for sure.
I'm her dad. I'm her protector, her provider.
Facts.
So, especially if you're under my roof, you live by my rules. That's just how
plain and simple.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If you're in my house and you get bad grades, you're going to get punished.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You know what I mean? Like, if I say no fucking, then you know what I'm saying? I expect no fucking. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he has the right to tell her how to handle her body once she leaves out of his house or once she's 18. She's a grown woman at that point. At 16, it's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? You want to protect. Because, as I kind of stated earlier, we can talk about this a little bit. We can even go back into what if it's a situation of rape. He could have found out at that point, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people or rape victims don't just speak out about it. You know what I'm saying? What if something happened when she were a kid and now he's like, so what happened? You know what I mean? She may actually be able to tell him, like, well, such and such did this when I was a little girl or whatever else. Mm-hmm. So that could have been another way of looking at it. It's like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? I didn't know. And you weren't open enough to tell me, even though, you know, you expect your kids to tell you stuff, like that. But it doesn't always happen. So for me, I think that as long as you have the respect. Now, he may not have went about it the right way. He just said it on podcast, but I definitely feel like if you have that communication with your child and they're comfortable enough to tell you or, you know what I mean, they should always be open and honest with you. I don't think it should be a situation of you trying to use it as authority. Like, oh, you better not be fucking. Hell no, you fucking, you going to get out of my house. That's a little bit extreme. But if you have open communication, like, hey, I want to make sure that if you are, we can get the proper procedures to make sure that we can prevent you from having an STD or from getting pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Having that conversation along with the conversation of not having sex at all. So that's the only thing I'll say about it. I don't think, again, that he was wrong in doing it just because of her age and kind of the time we live in. People are having sex out here, shit, 11, 12. People early getting pregnant. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck, people getting pregnant at 13. Or, you know what I'm saying? On the other hand, you have a lot of predators out here who are messing with these girls and telling them, hey, don't tell nobody, or this is going to happen. You know what I mean? Because even the aspects of men, you know what I mean? Like Charlamagne said he was getting molested by a woman at an early age. Mm-hmm. And he didn't tell nobody until, I don't know, it might have been his book.
Yep.
He's 40 now.
Yep.
So those are the things that I'm saying. Like, we have to try to protect our child in any way possible.
Facts.
So at that point, I'm not faulting him for doing that. Mm-hmm. But I just think the way he went about it
was trash as fuck.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, he showed that masculine, you know what I'm saying, that toxic masculinity at that point.
Yeah, yeah,
because it's like, oh, no, you better not be fucked. You better not. Have that conversation with your kid. Like you said, have it at home.
Yeah.
Have it, you know what I'm saying, to where they feel comfortable to be like, I could tell my dad anything.
Right. And I bet you she probably had the ability to tell him anything until this.
That could be true. Yeah.
So, like, he probably burnt that bridge where, like, now it's like, all right, I'm over this shit now.
That comfortable feel with you anymore.
Yeah, because you might go out and now you run your mouth too much. You talk too much shit, Dad. Yeah. Like, now you got to learn how to sit down and shut the fuck up.
Facts.
Type thing, so.
Yeah, so let's go to the next question.
Yeah, I think we got time for one more, and then.
No, we're going to do both.
No, we got time for one, because here's the thing. The other one that I have, I kind of want to put that in the free game next week.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, okay. So you do the one I did?
Yeah, I'm going to do the one you did. Okay. The other one I did, I'm going to put that in the free game next week. All right. So, are you going to give it to me? All right. Fuck it then. Well, since he's going to put it on me to pause to introduce this, let's go ahead and talk about. And this is something that this is actually a question that comes up a lot. And I'll give my opinion on it after you guys. But. Should you jump into a man and woman fighting? Dre, you were the one that posted this question, so I'm going to go ahead and let you start it off.
I just recently, again, Twitter or something, where, like, literally, is a man and woman arguing. The woman hit the man, like, grabbed her up, choked her a little bit, and, like, a guy came out of nowhere and just slept the dude. Mm. He went to sleep, and then the woman started hitting the guy. For punching the guy, for punching her boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
And that's the thing where it's like, I understand women are like, oh, well, but at the same time, it's hard because we don't know how to pick and choose those battles.
And we don't even know what the situation is.
Yeah, like, all he's seen was a man putting his hand on a woman. Oh, shit, I'm a protector. Knocked him out, and then she started hitting him. He's running from her, but it's like, damn, like, who's in the right, who's in the wrong there? You know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's kind of hard. Unless a guy just, like, literally dogging a woman, I may stay out of it. Or tell him, like, hey, yo, get that shit out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't going to do that here, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I don't want you to do it nowhere, but you're not going to do this in public. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying, do all that shit and make that shit happen. But it's just weird because how do I know if as soon as I hit him, then you jump on his side and now y'all jumping me at this point. So I just don't understand like when or how women just expect men to know. You know what I mean? Like that could be your boyfriend of however long, you know what I'm saying? You could have been punching him the whole night. Right. And then he retaliate. Got fed
the fuck up. Yeah.
Yeah, he retaliate one time.
Right.
Another nigga jump in, knock him out. You know you going home with this nigga no matter what. But at this point, you know what I'm saying? He got beat up and now you like, nah, fuck it. You shouldn't touch my man.
Yeah.
So now it's just a big situation. Right. Over what?
Over something you don't know about. So this is only time that I would actually jump in is if I know said person.
Yeah.
And I know possibly what their situation is. I ain't going to put my hands on another man because A, I don't know what that other man is capable of. It's just that simple.
Right.
So I'm going to try to, I'm going to try to defuse that situation. But then if it escalates to the point where I need to get physical, then yeah, I'm going to get physical at that point. But I'm going to like try to just like, and that's kind of a tough situation too. Is try to like separate them because it's like, once again, you really don't know the dynamic of that situation.
They live together.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and then gotta go home together. Then now that shit could be a lot worse because if he is abusive, and I just stop that shit, I at the end of the day, I could cause you more harm. You know what I mean? So, I think I have to A, know person or persons, both situation, and then B, be able to look at the situation, be able to try to diffuse it as much as I possibly can without me intervening outside of my box, outside of my realm. So that would be my, I think that's my only thing. Like, if I don't know you from Adam, I might be like, hey, chill the fuck out. And I'm going to go about my business. But then that's the farthest extent I'm going to go. But if I know you, then I'm like, all right, listen, y'all can't be doing this shit out in public. Like, y'all look goofy as fuck right now. So like either y'all need to chill the fuck out, have a conversation like adults and go about your business, or y'all niggas just need to not, y'all need to just be out. Simple.
We live in a time where shit is weird.
As fuck.
As fuck. But my grandmother, 20-something years ago, God rest her soul, always taught me, you never fucking get involved with a man and a woman fighting. Facts. And it's fucked up.
It is.
Because it's like you want to defend a woman, and if you see motherfuckers arguing, especially if it come to getting physical, you know what I'm saying? You definitely want to jump in, because nobody wants to be in a situation where they feel as though they're helpless or don't want to help a woman in distress. But I've heard countless fucking stories about men breaking up fights between a couple, trying to restrain the man, and then the woman start beating the dude's ass. Like, I've heard numerous stories about it. My grandmother told me this shit when I was fucking in high school. Like, she's like, whatever you do, you don't get involved in that shit. And like I say, we just live in a crazy time because, you know, we supposed to be there to help the woman and things like that. But then we go and help that woman, and that woman turn her back on us because she don't know us from a can of paint. Mm-hmm. And then she start fucking us up. Then we getting our ass jumped in a situation. And I just don't know. Like, I don't have a definitive answer. Like, honestly, if the situation were to happen and it was like the adrenaline was going and I had to make a snap judgment, I probably would get involved. But I'm telling you, it's a tricky fucking situation to get involved in, because you fuck around and get jumped by two people. Now you got a well whooped ass for trying to be Captain Save 'em. It's fucked up as it is, but man, it's just the way of the land. I don't know. I don't have a fucking yes or no answer, because if, like I say, I'm walking down the street, I see a dude getting loud with a woman. If motherfucking hands is put on, or I see some hands about to get put on, I'm 9 times out of 10 gonna whoop that dude ass, or attempt to whoop that dude ass, because that's not what we're supposed to do. But I mean, I could sit here in a calm situation where, you know, I feel like hindsight is 20/20, and everybody is being these armchair quarterbacks and talking about what they gonna do in the most ideal situation. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the fuck you gonna do until you actually in that goddamn situation.
No, facts. That's
you
a fact.
Feel me? Yeah. So, like, just me trying to put myself in that situation, I'm probably gonna jump in. That might not be the best decision for me,
right?
And I probably will regret that shit. But I just can't. I wouldn't be able to go to bed at night knowing that I seen a motherfucking dude put his hands on a woman and I ain't do shit about it.
Facts. No, you right.
That's just the tough part about it. You know what I'm
saying? Nah, you're 100% right. Like, and that's why I said, like, because we don't know what their situation is. We don't know what the consequences is going to happen, because especially if they live together, like, like, I don't want nothing to happen after the fact. Because, yeah, if you knock this nigga out, then next thing you know, like, he might come look for you after that point.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't want that on my head.
Police get involved.
Yeah.
Now you got the woman who was always going to be looked at, and call a spade the police ever gets involved, the woman is always going to be looked at as the victim, right, or the one that has the most reliable story to tell, saying that, okay, this man jumped my boyfriend, this man jumped my husband, because she would rather send an innocent man or somebody that was trying to save her into a situation that he doesn't want to get involved in versus having to go home and deal with the consequences, because they're going to go home together. Going home and deal with the consequences of, you know, her significant other being like, oh, you ratted on me, you was going to try to put me to the police, you was trying to get me set up and shit. That's fucked up. So, I don't know. Like I say, man, it's a crazy situation. That's a tough one, bro. That's a tough one.
You know what I say? Tighten up, youngin.
Tighten up, youngin. Spinoff show. Of That's Why We Single, coming in 2020.
So, no, I definitely just think that, you know, it's case by case, but I don't think women should expect it just because we don't know y'all's situation. Now, if y'all sitting there screaming, help, help.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
That's
yeah,
one thing, but, you know what I'm saying? I also don't justify women beating on men. You know what I'm saying? So don't think you finna just...
You raise your hand to a man, you act like you're gonna fight this man, and you wanna act like a man, hey, suffer the consequences.
If you feel as though you can throw a punch, you should feel as though you can take a punch.
And nine times and 10 times out of 10, that punch ain't gonna... that punch gonna connect and you're gonna be highly upset.
Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the day...
Tighten up, youngin.
Coming in 2020. All right, y'all. That's all we got for y'all today, man. Before we go ahead and cut it off, man, Dre, do you need the mic, man, to
okay.
You just spill some shit. But Dre, do you need the mic to go ahead and talk about the gala?
Oh, yeah.
If you're in Columbus, Ohio.
So yeah, make sure y'all pull up to the gala. Big things. Like I said, we got MCS Touch. There's a charity that we're donating to. The charity basically is for anyone that has been incarcerated. They help basically get back on your feet. So they help with housing. They help get jobs. They have a program, a curriculum that basically, in a sense, has an 88 successful rate. So they basically make sure that you don't go back into jail or be incarcerated again. So it's a dope cause. I would say just come out, make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Shout out to Daryl again, man. He's been phenomenal with helping me with this process. Ashley, she's been great as well. So we just trying to make this a big night. We just trying to just do something different in Columbus, you know, get dressed up, come through, black tie, get your tickets now. Gala, G-A-L-A 614.eventbrite.com. Pull up, have a good time, have some drinks. It's going to be a great night.
It's absolutely going to be a great night, man. It's an excuse for the city to dress up. I don't think the city's had an excuse to get dolled up since Sneaker Ball. And shout out to everybody that did that back in May. So, I mean, the buzz is out there, man. If you in Columbus, Ohio, everybody's talking about November 30th. They're talking about the gala. You need to get your tickets because I guarantee you it's going to be an event that you don't want to miss. Like I say, I'm not tooting Dre's horn, but if you ever been to a Dre Tyson event, you know it's an experience. It's not just an event. So make sure y'all come through. Y'all come through, show out. Columbus, I expect to see y'all. No if fans or buts about it. Come out and support. This is for the people. This is a charity event.
Yeah, I get no money.
Right. All this money is going straight to charity. Like, I need no excuses why you don't buy a ticket. Zero excuses.
If you don't even buy a ticket, just donate.
Right. You know you can saying? Donate. You know what I'm saying? Donate. That's what I'm saying. I don't need no excuses. If you listen to this, if you're not even in Columbus, Ohio, you have no excuse not to donate to this. This is going to an amazing cause. This is to help people get back assimilated back into society for those that, you know what I'm saying, may have been incarcerated. Like, come on now.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people make a mistake. And we all have family members that have been through this, or even you possibly that have been through a situation now. It's hard to get a job. It's hard to, you know, just get back into the real world. So I say, you know, so just donate, help out the cause. If you want more information, definitely follow me on Instagram, DRA.Tyson. Reach out to me. I can send you links on the actual charity and everything like that. I can get you connected with them as well if you want to do some work with them directly. So it's going to be a crazy night, but we're doing it for a good cause.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much, Trey, man. Heart bigger than, you know what I'm saying, anybody's I've, you know what I'm saying, ever met, man. Always trying to give back. He's been blessed, and he's always trying to reach out and give back, man. So greatly appreciate that, Dre. And I'm not just saying that as his brother. I'm just saying that this because it's real out there. It's just fucking real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. So with that being said, we out of here. Ready to go ahead and call it a night, man. We hope y'all enjoyed the show. As always, y'all look us up on our social media. It's in the description. Make sure y'all rate us. Make sure y'all let us know if we're doing good, if we're doing bad, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. Are we talking too much? Are we talking too short?
I don't care if
we're
talking too
much. Whatever the fuck it is, I'm trying to hear. I want this shit to be motherfucking on a next level type shit. So I need everybody's opinion. I need all y'all to go through. Hit me up on the DMs. Hit me up on whatever. I don't give a fuck. But we out of here. It's late. Jameson just kicked in another notch. So I'm out this bitch. It's your boy DB.
It's your boy Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
It's your boy Dre with an A. And the A stands for tighten up, youngin. The A silent, dude.
And that's why we single. What about you?